This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Today is March 13th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Trucking companies are working hard to expand their driver recruitment outreach by bolstering diversity and inclusion initiatives. In a recent Road Signs podcast, Comto's April Rye shared tips on how fleets can use this approach to enhance their earnings. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns135. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. TFI International said late Monday that it will buy less-than-truckload carrier Hercules Forwarding for an undisclosed sum. TFI made 12 acquisitions in 2023, an LTL carrier with an emphasis on intra-U.S. and U.S.-to-Canada cross-border transportation. Hercules is said to be part of the process of turning around TFI's U.S. LTL operations, a key focus for the company in 2024, particularly as the company prepares to spin off its truckload unit. Truckmaker Navistar has partnered with Plus, a developer of automated driving technology, to pave the way for hub-to-hub autonomous Class 8 trucks. The companies said Tuesday that they have been actively testing self-driving International LT Series tractors, equipped with the Plus SuperDrive system on public roads in Texas, and plan to launch a commercial pilot program with fleet customers by the end of 2024. Today, the self-driving trucks have a safety driver behind the wheel as Navistar and Plus validate the technology, but the goal of the partnership is to commercialize fully autonomous, unmanned trucks to haul freight on major interstate routes between designated freight hubs. For aspiring truck drivers, it is an exciting time when they first earn their commercial driver licenses. But the learning doesn't end there. Many trucking companies offer mentorship programs for their new hires to help them navigate all the nuances of the trucking lifestyle that aren't necessarily taught in a formal CDL training course. To read more, check out our weekly feature at ttnews.com. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.